Hey, you said that when it comes down to it, maybe the contract conversation and that negotiation did serve as a distraction throughout the year. How does that kind of play into what happens on the ice and how you perform?
Well, on the ice, it's, you know, I just play. I don't think about it as much, but it's like, if it's in your mind, it's always in your mind. It takes energy from you off the ice. So, I mean, I knew it was going to end up being a good deal and all that. It was just so many things going on, and it's 6 years of your life. You never know. And, like, at some point, it's just like, what if we don't get this? Like, when we don't agree or something like that, you never know what's going to happen. And so, yeah, there were a lot of my thoughts crossing my mind. But as soon as I hit the ice, I let it all go. It was all gone, but I felt it was just more refreshed when it was over.
I know. I talked to you, you know, the day after you signed it. But looking back, was it kind of like a weight off your shoulders after the contract was signed and you were able to play without that?
Yeah, I just don't like to blame the full season on that. But yeah, it was a load off my mind and from my shoulders. It was, I felt a little more relaxed out there in the ice. But at the end of the day, when it mattered, I had the contract done, and I still didn't help the team win when we had to. So it's still. It wasn't just because of that I had a bad season or something. I'm not going to say that. It's just that it was a distraction to start for sure, though.
Sounds like that's kind of what you're really frustrated at the season that you had and not happy with it at all. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I mean, we missed playoffs. I didn't put up the numbers I wanted and play as good as I know I can. And I know I'm not all about putting up all the points and all that. I know the coaches and the management think more of me out of, like, than just points, but at the same time, I know I could have played better. And as I said earlier, people talk about plus minus. Some people like it, some people don't. Like, it's a stat that, I don't know, people have different opinions, but at the end of the day, if you're plus 40 or minus 21, it's a big difference. So it kind of tells you where your season has been. And so, yeah, just being that low in the minus tells you kind of that it wasn't as good as the year last year.
When you, the curious thing about you is the penalty minutes almost doubled this year for you. Was that you being more aggressive? Was that how do you put your finger on that change?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I had like 3 tens or something like that. Or
that's new too.
Yeah. Well, it happens. I mean, in a heated moment. I had 100% respect to ref, but, you know, they get heated out there at times. So, and at one time, I didn't know you cannot throw your stick over the glass. I learned that lesson. So, I wasn't throwing. I was just putting over. I figured I'd give it away to someone. But I learned my lesson there. And so, yeah, I don't know if I was. I don't think I was. Yeah, just that's how it goes. I think maybe with the, sometimes at the end, I didn't take too many penalties, but I don't know if I changed my game that much. It was just maybe a combination with not playing as good and maybe at times taking bad penalties.
When you get the call and the request to go represent Sweden at the Worlds, is that a hard decision to say yes? It's been a long season. You're not happy, but or is it easy to say yes to that?
Well, it's. I mean, I'm always excited about it, but there's a few things you. You know, first you got to be healthy, because they usually contact you when it's, like, for us, when we were done, not officially, but when we're, when we're officially done, they contacted me. They didn't, but that's the way I got to say it, sorry. So when we're officially done, they, you know, contacted, still like 5-6 games left, and so, you know, I always tell them I want to play this out, see what happens, see my body feeling and all that, and then there's a personal side of it, things to take care of, but I'm always excited when I get the call, they ask, and I always want to go, and just gotta always make sure everything's the side of the game is it's all good to go, and so yeah, but I'm always excited to go, and I want to go.
What is, in terms of, you know, development for you, do you find that going and playing in that scenario kind of rounds you out as a player?
Yeah, for sure. I think, I mean, it's a challenge to play in a bigger ice. It will be new teammates, different coaches and all that. So it'll be it's always a challenge to go play Worlds and you get to play against different players and play with different and against different and all that. And it'll be a new group of people. So it's always it's always fun to play with Swedish. Being over here for most of the year, to go home and speak Swedish and all that, it's a little different. And a lot of the guys here, but it's always just a little different to play for your home country and play with guys from your home country. So, it'll be a good, it's always a good challenge, and I always like to play there, and it's always good for my career, I think.
Where did this season go off the rails for you? Can you pinpoint one area? Is there one point where you felt like maybe it was starting to slip away?
I didn't think slip away, but we had a chance to like really get going. It was we did breaks there. We won 6 or 7 in a row, and we have a home stretch, and all respect Buffalo. We play Buffalo at home. They're in the lower in the standings. You got to find a way to win that game and just roll after that and solidify. We were 6 points behind Vegas. You got to. And then second time, I don't know if that was, that wasn't one of those moments that we went off. I just think that was a moment where we could have taken off. And but then when it really hit me, it was like that one road trip with Dallas and Colorado. We were in it. We were playing teams that were around us. And we find a way to lose 2 games. And we were up against Colorado and we lose it. So I think that road trip was where it all kind of started.
Final thought. The last 4 years has been in out of the playoffs. Do you feel like this group is with what you have inside that room, ready to take that step and kind of be that team that's in every year?
Yeah, I believe so and I hope so. That's one thing I talked about with the guys and the coaches and with the management about that. I believe in this core, but we got to find a way to be a team that's in the playoffs every year, to be consistent. That's my goal, and that's why one of the reasons I want to stay too. I want to take charge in that and take this team to that point where we're in the playoffs every year and we're a contender. I could have gone to some other teams that are in that spot already, but I felt I wanted to stay here and be one of those players to help this team and becoming that kind of team that's every year consistently in the playoffs, and that's going to be a good contender for years.